Security should not be separated. Ask that the security be divided between land and water, and that the Nunavut Water Board orders water-related security only to be held by the minister. Land-related security would then be held by KIA under its lease with the proponent. In this scenario, KIA still faces a risk that any security held by the minister for water may not be applied to IOL-related reclamation, but at least it would have security for land reclamation on IOL parcels. Okay. So KIA's submission regarding security to the Water Board is, KIA believes that the total amount of security for this project should be $43.87 million. That's the total amount. If INAC is unable or unwilling to agree to a trust and is otherwise unable to provide assurance that KIA requires in order to protect Inuit-owned lands, it is KIA's intention to require the proponent to provide KIA with security under its lease in the amount of $14.79 million. KIA respectively submits that the Nunavut Water Board award the balance of security, $29.08 million, to be held by the minister. This represents a split of the security based on a professional analysis of land and water risks. If security is awarded this way, KIA will be satisfied with its holdings, the minister will be sufficiently secured, and the proponent will not be forced to provide excess security. Thank you to Mr. Chairman, Nunavut Water Board staff, Meadowbank Mining Company, the community of Baker Lake, and other interveners for allowing us to present our concerns here today. Thank you.
Louis Mans, Mr. Chairman. We KINTI are willing to take any questions from the audience.
Thank you. Can I ask the applicant whether you have a question or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's Larry Connell. Just a point of clarification on this proposed first license term, the 7-year term, with the total split. What's the KA's position on the ramping up? Are you looking at the full 14.79 and 29.8 for that first license term at the end of the license term?
Yes, KIA, I will be seeking the full amount in front.
Can you, when you speak?
Louis Manso, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Louis Manso from KIA. KIA, I will be seeking the full amount of security to protect the beneficiaries of the IOL parcel.
Thank you. Applicant, do you have further questions and comments?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. No further questions.
Thank you. Is the INAC have any comments or question or comments?
It's Michael Nadler with INAC. Mr. Chair, the department would like to make 3 clarifications and pose 2 questions to the KIA, if possible.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just to begin, the KIA has stated that Canada does not support a joint reclamation security. Just a point of clarification, our department's position has been that the minister cannot hold security jointly with another party within the framework of the Nunavut Water Board regime. The second point of clarification, with regard to scenario 1 for reclamation security to be held in a trust, INAC is willing to discuss with landowners in Nunavut such as regional unit associations and the KIA, approaches to the management of reclamation security that could fall outside of the Nunavut Water Board regime. We undertook such discussions.
I'm so sorry.
We undertook such discussions with the KIA, but were not able to develop a proposal in time for these hearings that we felt would be sufficiently detailed to give the Water Board confidence that the matter of security was being dealt with outside of the project's water license. Third clarification. With regard to scenario two, involving an agreement on the use of a land and water security held by the minister. Just to clarify, INEC supports the development of such an agreement. But despite best efforts, the KIA and INEC were not able to reach consensus on what the terms of such an agreement might be. We have never advised that such an agreement would be impossible. Mr. Chair, I just have two questions to pose to the KIA. The first is a supplementary question to the one posed by the proponent. The Water Board has heard recommendations for the assessment of security based on a two-phase licensing process. Is the KIA recommending a different model for water-related security?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Luis Manso, no, we're using the bulk number to assess security, and we will hold it under the list. And we will hold it, the security under the list.
Thank you. I had a further question.
Just a supplementary then to that question, if I might, Mr. Chair. Just to speak to the details of the KIA presentation, the KIA presentation recommends that security of $29.084 million be held by the minister. While the total estimate for water-related security prepared by INAC for the entire proposed project is $29.084 million, INAC is recommending an initial security payment of $7.625 million, followed by additional security up to $15.841 million, up to the end of the first licensing period, or the first 5 years of mine operations, whichever comes first. Is the KIA recommending a different model?
Mr. Chairman, Luis Manso, we review several times the model presented by INAC. We do agree that the model and between KIA numbers and INAC numbers and IEM numbers come to the bulk number of 43 million. The subject calculation and the model do not allow us to assess it because of the lack of information. It's a professional discretion components in the formulas. So to avoid conflicts, because we did agree in the bulk number, we just split in the number as res. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Adan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree. We have to ask one more supplementary related to that question because I think our questions are being misunderstood. Just referring to the KIA slide and the wording of the slide on the KIA submission on the slide titled KIA submission continued. The KIA respectfully submits that the Nunavut Water Board award the balance of security 29,084,426 or 29,084,426. To be held by the minister. What has been proposed is a slightly different model, and that is a model whereby during the first licensing period, security would be assessed at amounts of $7.625 million, followed by an additional security of up to $15.841 million. While we recognize that the total estimate of water-related security